Today, we'd like to see the title of remaining fruits in John chapter 15, verses 15-27. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 22, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 3, in verse 26, but when the help comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? John chapter 15, 12 up to 14, in the last time, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. If you love one another as the Lord has loved you, you become his friends. Jesus was dead for his friends or us. Verse 15, no longer do I call your servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called your friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. Whoever calls the Lord means that the caller is the servant of the Lord. Paul himself called us a bondservant, but Jesus called us friends who know all things which Jesus heard from God the Father. Jesus wants his disciples to know all things in the testifying scriptures, of which the truth makes his disciple free, not burdened like other religion. It can apply to every Christian. Titus chapter 1 verse 1, Paul, a bond servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of truths which accords with godliness. John 5:39, you search the scriptures, search, not mere study, search, for in them you think you have eternal life. Then these scriptures are they who testify of me. So scriptures testify of Jesus. Book of Acts chapter 7:25. Nor is he worshipped with man's hands, or as though he needed anything. So God doesn't need anything. God lay on everything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. So our God is different. Matthew chapter 11:20, come to me, all you have labor and are heavy laden, I give you rest. John 8:32, and you shall know the truth. Truth is his word in the Bible, and the truth shall make you free. Verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, appointed or ordained you, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Appointed you that before you became a Christian, Jesus died for all of us in the whole world who are invited for salvation. Whoever accepts it takes everlasting life. The Lord has already known before each person exercises the free will to accept or reject Him, that each was predestined to save or not to save by the Lord. So He chose you, Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His own love towards us in death while we were still sinners. Yeah, right, 2,000 years ago, Jesus died. Yeah, so Christ died for us late death, 1 John 2:2. And He Himself in the propitiation for our sins. Jesus did our sins, not for ours only, not only Christians only, but also for the whole world, everyone. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride says, Bride is the church, come and let him who hears say, come. Let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires free will, let him take the water of life freely. Free will essential. Matthew 9:9. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at tax office. He said to him, follow me. Invited Matthew. So he, Matthew, arose and followed him. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, except Jesus by faith, should not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 8:20. For whom he foreknew, already knew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. We should be conformed to his image of Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Jesus is first to dedicate it to the Lord. Yeah, that's the first form. Or well, that is the shadow of the Feast of First Fruits. You should go and bear fruit, the uncountable noun fruits. Is the fruit of Holy Spirit, which is agape love. In order to bear the fruit, you should obey to the Holy Spirit. So if you reject, no way, that your fruit should remain. It isn't just the flesh or a short time. How many people joined in the service? Thousands of people come forward. It's not how many come forward, but how many are still working with the Lord 5 years later, or 10 years later, or continually. It's so sweet for a few days, and then going back to all the fleshy self. It's not. But the bearing fruit might demand that you might continue to love. How many are having the remaining fruit? Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit is a singular, non-accountable noun. Much fruit is love. Love is a lot of types. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control against the religious, no law. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you upon the remaining fruit or your continual obedience to the Holy Spirit. God will give you whatever you ask God in Jesus' name, because your inquiry is in the obedience of the Holy Spirit or in the will of God, not in your old flesh self. Verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. Jesus emphasized again to his disciples to love one another in verse 12. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Before you were his disciples or the followers of Jesus, the world hated Jesus, their master or Lord. Verse 19, if you were of the world, the world would love its own. If you belong to the world would love its own flesh thinks against the spirit. They would love its own fleshly things against the spirit. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Because you are of the heaven, not of the world hates you. Romans 8:5-8. For these who live according to the flesh, their mind on things of flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please the flesh, please God. So the church, we pray, you know, should be a spiritual minded church. So now verse 20, remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master, his disciples are not greater than Jesus their master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they persecute Jesus, they also will persecute his disciples or every Christian, because servant not greater than his master, or his master greater than servant. If they keep Jesus' word, or they love Jesus, they also will love his disciples, Christians, their things, or spiritual things. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Verse 21, but all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. They will persecute all these things to you because of your all things done in Jesus' name. Not know him who sent, because they are ignorant of God, who sent Jesus as the Lord Christ, the Son of God, our Savior. Verse 22, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Already the Lord Jesus Christ the Savior came on the earth and revealed the mystery of God's will for all of us. The more knowledge, the more responsibility. For example, Chorazin and Bethsaida, right side of Capernaum, in the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee, the servant who knew his master well. Also, another example, those who already knew Jesus have no excuse of his violation of the knowledge. Ephesians chapter 1, 9, 10, cross-reference, let's see. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in himself, in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, plural, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, everything in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, in him. In heaven, also on earth, and everywhere. So whole universe revealed Jesus' love. John chapter 19:20. And this is a condemnation, that the light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. That's why love Dr. Matthew 11:21-22. Woe to you, Chorazin, Capernaum, right hand side of the city. Woe to Bethsaida, Chorazin, right side. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon. In other words, less punishable. Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. Luke 12:47 for you. And that servant who knew his master will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed thing observing over deserving stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. Much given, much required. And to whom much is committed or committed over him, they will ask the more. Second Peter 2:20-21. For if after they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them, overcome. The latter end is worse than the beginning, because the lady experienced, the lady knew, for it would have been better for them not having known the way of righteousness, then having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. Verse 23, he who hates me hates my Father also. The hate of Jesus is the hate of God, because Jesus and God the Father are one unity. John 8:16. And yet I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. 24. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, Jesus' ministers, including miracles, to prove Jesus, the Son of God, and the Messiah. But now they would have no sin. But now they have sin, and also hated both me and my Father. The persecutors have seen his ministries, reasoning that they should have believed Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. However, they hated Jesus, with whom God the Father is. But this happened that word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. The happening that they hated both Jesus and his Father in verse 24 fulfilled the Davidic messianic verses. And our God is a reasoning God, unlike other unreasonable gods. For example, worshipping unbrathered wooden or stone idols. Psalm 35:19. Let them not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies, nor let them wink with the eye who hate me without a cause, without reason. Psalm 69:4. Those who hate me without cause or without reason are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty, who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. Isaiah chapter 118. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, They shall be as white as snow, though they are red like crimson. They shall be as wool. Book of Acts chapter 17:2. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the scriptures. Christianity reasoning. That's a very important reason. Verse 3. But when the helper comes, whom I shall send it to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. The Spirit, the Helper, is teaching you all things, the truth, or his word in the scriptures, which testify of Jesus in John chapter 5:39, in order to remember, understand, and apply it to your life. John chapter 14:26. But to help the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, then bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So all is all. Trinity God is shown as the Father, the Spirit, and me. Verse 27, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. You are Jesus' original disciples, accompanied all the time with Jesus from beginning, or his first calling. His disciples also will, future tense, bear witness, or the Spirit of Truth in verse 26, who now came on the Pentecost after Jesus' ascension, or out among his disciples through his death and resurrection. Book of Acts 1:21. Therefore, with these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, that's ascension, John 20:30-31. And truly Jesus did many other signs, the ministries including signs, in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. The books written by his disciples led us to believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to have eternal life in his name. Amen. So we covered all three questions. Let's sing together the bulletin, the Maranatha song, last one.